G'day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 11 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time of the fullness of redemption. We looked together at the covenants in the Old Testament as a set of stairs from creation through to what we call the New Covenant, and we continue up that set of stairs. Now we have started looking at the documents which record the life of Jesus Christ, who as Christians claim to fulfill those covenants we talked about. His birth is the most celebrated around the world, and he transcends cultures, peoples, and languages. Jesus Christ is the most unique person in all of recorded history. He is also the most divisive person to be found at any time and anywhere. Almost everyone has an opinion about him, even if that opinion is based on ignorance, silence, or misinformation. Through the covenants we looked at together, we caught glimpses of God promising to send a Savior or Messiah for the world. We discovered that God was planning the time when he would step into history as this Savior person, who we believe to be the man Jesus Christ. We looked at the covenants that God made with people, which all look forward to this point in time, to this Savior, Messiah, and King. These covenants were to Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and David. This King was to be their hope, their Savior. Jesus Christ's genealogy, as recorded in the Gospels, takes his physical line back to Abraham via David. Abraham, as we saw, was the father of Israel, and David the king with a promise from God to have a king on the throne from his line forever. Jesus grew into maturity as any young Jewish boy did at that time. You can read about the events leading up to his birth in the following passages from the Bible. Matthew chapter 1:1-17, Luke chapter 1:26-38, Luke 2 chapter 1:1-18, and John 1:1-18. Documented in history and affirmed by most secular and non-Christian sources. Here are the events surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ and his early childhood from the gospel record. They talk about his pre-existence. Both Matthew and Luke give his genealogy. There's the angel Gabriel visits his mother Mary. And an angel appears to his father Joseph in a dream. There's the documentation of his birth in Bethlehem. Shepherds visit him at the manger. There's his circumcision and presentation in the temple according to the covenant law of Moses. The wise men come and pay homage and present gifts in his house. Joseph's family, including Jesus, escaped to Egypt. There's Herod's wrath on Bethlehem's children. Herod dies in the spring of 4 BC. Joseph's family, including Jesus, settle in Nazareth. And then there are some early events in his childhood. But let's read together Luke chapter 2:1-7 and then 21-24. Please do make a note of the names of history recorded by Luke to date the birth of this man, Jesus. Now it happened in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to enroll themselves, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to enroll himself with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him as wife, being pregnant. It happened, while they were there, that the day had come that she should give birth. She brought forth her firstborn son. She wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them in the inn. And now up to verse 21. When 8 days were fulfilled for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were fulfilled, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. That Jesus was a human male is not really disputed. However, the birth of Jesus Christ is extraordinary at almost every level. He was born of a woman, which in itself tells us that at least in a prenatal state he was nurtured and formed as any other male baby was and is. On the physical level, Jesus was born as any person is. But as regards his conception, he was conceived like no other person of any time. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And this was so that Jesus would not be given the sinful nature that all humans have. Jesus was fully human and fully God. Other documents outside the Bible from that time also attest to a person named Jesus at that time. When Jesus was born, his name imbued the very reason he was born. His conception and birth were extraordinary at every level. So important is our understanding of the birth of him that no fewer than 4 angels come to give us a full picture of the event. Do you ever think that his parents, Joseph and Mary, ever gazed upon him and thought, how misnamed he is? They did not, because they knew the very purpose for which he was born. Did Jesus ever think of how misnamed he was? Certainly not. His name means one who saves, or a rescuer. The entirety of his birth, life and death were centered on this very role. That's what separates him from all other people named Jesus. His role was to save all those who would follow him. And as we look through the remainder of this series, we will discover together how and why he was born to be this Messiah, Savior and King we caught glimpses of in the Old Testament covenants. We'll see that Jesus confirms God's promises, that he reveals God as a Father. Remember that from the New Covenant? And that he gave us an example of how to live life to the full. We shall see how his life was the catalyst for a religious revolution that is ongoing today. He was not merely a man who received some special power. He was not some strange creation that was half man and half God, with his human nature somehow absorbed into the divine nature. He was, as we shall see in this series, much more than those ideas. In our next study, we shall look at his mission and his identity. Thank you.